Eighth parak of Mikvah, second Mishnah. Now that we mentioned this concept of Tfilas Balkerim, which was a Sakonis Hachomim, a person should not be overly involved with his wife. Therefore, they made a Sakonis that a person that is a Balkerim has to be Tfilas before he learns Tfilas. As we said, it was a Xeru Shemitzi Boyoch Lamadboy, and it's not his wife today. But the Eil Balkerim Shehem Shishim Tfilas, these are the Balkerim that need the Tfilas. There are those that do even the Zman Azeh, but a Milo, but it's not a Chiyos. Roh Mayim Chalukim or Achurim. He saw a discharge that where Choluk was transparent, or he saw ones that were not transparent. Darkness to it. You know, it was more close to Shech Vazera. So if he saw this Bitchila Toho, he saw this in the beginning, as he started urinating, he saw something that wasn't actually urine, but came at first. Then he saw it, but we don't treat that as Valkyrie. And the emsa basoif tamuk, if it comes out in the middle as he's urinating or at the end, then it is tamuk. And chila basoif tamuk, if this type of thing comes out from the beginning to the end, it's tamuk. The water in shachim tamuk, but if it has a whiteness to it and a thickness to it, that is closer to what Shech Vazera is, and therefore it's tamuk. So, in the first two cases, it did not look like a Shech Vazera. It was either clear or a dark tint to it, not the standard tint of Shech Vazera, and therefore under certain situations it's tamuk. But if it looked like Shech Vazera, then whatever came out of stomach, the same Levonim ka'afluyim. He says that even Levonim, if it had this white thing, if it comes at the beginning of the urine, when he's urinating, you also assume that it's not Shech Vazera, and therefore it's tamuk.